We're in our 24th city. We're in Tallahassee, Florida. And George Clinton lives in Tallahassee, Florida.
And all of that.
And the home of the funk is in Tallahassee, Florida. You've been living here how long, George?
16, 17 years.
And what brought you to Tallahassee, and why did you
stay?
He
don't know.
When I came, I was out of my mind. I done straightened up since, but it's still cool. It's still cool.
Wow.
You know, this is the second time I've seen you on this run.
Yeah.
I saw you in Columbus.
Yeah. That's right.
Then y'all saw Bootsy. And
we saw you last night.
You saw me last night. I'm back again. You ain't going to get rid of me this time. I'm on the road, too. I got a spaceship. I can follow a bus easy.
Really? Look at the comet, man.
Yeah, George, what do you think about that, man? They landed
on the comet.
Yeah. On the comet.
I flew by that place. That ain't all that. ain't nothing but a rock.
And you know about the rock.
You know what I'm saying. I'm like, who is it, you or Sly? One of y'all. I'm dangerously unhigh.
Was it me or Sly? Come on, man.
It was one of y'all.
I think we know who that was.
Get my lawyer on the phone. I'm going to get in line.
Get in line.
Give me a number.
Get in line.
Wrote all them lines.
Down, but
I said it was good. He said, I'm dangerously unhigh.
That's right, man.
How's the book doing, George?
It's doing very well. I mean, I'm on a tour now, like the road when we go playing. The tour on the road for the book is just as hyped. Everybody shows up, and you know what? The kids and the grandkids. I forgot how long I've been around here.
Do they recognize you when they see you on the
street?
Because
you changed.
A lot of them don't. I don't recognize a lot of them. There were no pew number. George, you still doing that? You know what I'm saying? You still...
No. Now we were at a club last night here in Tallahassee, Top Flight.
Half of,
and George said half of the people there he sees in church.
Somebody cut us off.
Oh, there it is.
Jay disconnected.
He thought you was gonna say something.
No, we were at a club, the Top Flight, and George said, I think I see a lot of my church members. Church members, George?
No, they're cool. I mean, they come to see you. Everybody listen at you.
No. I didn't realize you were a big churchgoer.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I got married and all that. And so I'm
you have changed. You have changed all the way.
You got to change sometime.
You hear that? He goes to church, Tom.
Yeah, George goes to church.
Oh, come on, y'all.
No, we go to church.
Oh, y'all go to church?
I
go.
Tom's up.
Oh, come on, Tom. You got to come on. We can hang. They're in the business of giving out redemption.
Even for the dangerously unhigh.
For the dangerously unhigh, you don't need it. You're already all right. But for the dangerously high, used to be.
It used to be.
You know what I found amazing? That we were sitting at the bar, and there were all those people coming up to take a picture who did not even recognize that you were there, sitting right next to me. And then I point them out, and they say, that's George Clinton, and you live here.
I was photobombing half of them.
They didn't even know.
I was thinking they thought you were a sharp dressed man.
They're going to go home, and their kids are there. Hey, you know who that is? That's Dr. Funkenstein in your picture. Who is that?
He doesn't look like Dr. Funkenstein. He doesn't look like George Clinton because you have completely... Look at you.
360, you really
I cloned myself. I told you I was in the business of cloning a long time ago. You know, that wasn't the first image you knew with the hair. You knew when I didn't have no hair.
That's true.
And when I had a do.
That's right.
So, I mean, I done this long enough to do it 3 or 4 times.
But life looks really good for you,
it does.
George.
You look so happy.
You look
and rested
really good.
But y'all looking at me like,
No, there were times.
George, we read the book.
We lived the book.
You look really good and very happy and really at peace.
I'm way past all that. I'm getting ready to have some more fun.
Good for you.
I feel like I'm in a safety zone. I can really...
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah. And a black woman changed you, huh?
Got to be that. You see the smile on her face over there. grandkids and
she's
kids.
Pumping it up to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See, Sib, it takes a black woman.
Yeah. And God.
No.
And God.
What do you mean, see Sibyl?
See Sibyl.
See Tom, see Jay, see all you others. That's right, it takes a black woman to get it right.
Oh, okay, what's happening? There been some other cats.
To get you scraped.
Scraping up.
That's right. And fly right.
Scraping up and fly right. Yeah, wow. Remember that song? You don't know nothing about that. Scraping up and fly right. Nat King Cole.
That's right.
Okay.
When's the new music coming out?
Next week. You're the first one that got a copy of it.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna send it to you with the label this time.
So how many songs on there?
33.
Wow.
In case people think I ain't up to doing it.
Okay.
They have 33 songs.
Five of them is in the book.
Yes.
You know, with the app just flicking. But the others is in the album called First You Gotta Shake the Gate. You can shake anything else you want, but first you better shake the gate. I heard y'all talking about Kim and all of that.
Kim Kardashian?
J-Lo.
No, it's J-Lo.
Yeah.
J-Lo. It's J-Lo's butt. You know what I'm saying?
That's over Kim Kardashian's butt.
Oh, yes. Over any part of it.
Well, you can't answer with the doctor, man. I'm not going to.
I'm a booty expert.
Yes, you are.
You know, when you come to our shows, you have to bring two booties.
Two.
You know, two. You can sit on one. You can dance the other. You know, but we're going to be up in both of them. You know, with that funk get old to you.
We had a conversation earlier where Sir Mix-a-Lot said in an interview that what about Nicki Minaj's butt? What about Kim Kardashian's butt?
No, he said J-Lo.
He said, those butts are all right.
No, they're all
he
right.
He said, but J-Lo's butt.
J-Lo got two. She got two. Most people have two cheeks. She got two butts. Four cheeks.
And said that J-Lo's butt inspired the song, I Like Big Butts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he said.
I thought a bunch of folks. That didn't seem like no one butt.
That's not a one butt song.
He called Scaling Booty Mountain.
We love you, Dr. Funkenstein. Your funk is the best. Take my body and
brothers
give it a mind.
Brothers be yo like George. Ain't that funkin' kind of hard on you?